It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Newsman Steve Alexander will be along with this morning's report coming right up after this. For more than 25 years now, Greg Solier has been an agriculture meteorologist. That's his specialty. That's all he does. This isn't a hobby for Greg. And every weekend, he brings his skills to our television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Greg not only looks at the week ahead, but every week now, in his segment sponsored by Syngenta, he looks 4 weeks in advance. By the way, his forecast indicates this cold weather will continue well into February. Catch Greg's forecast every weekend along with a market analyst that we talk to. Oh, and there's always that segment, Max's Tractor Shed, featuring somebody's favorite old antique tractor. You can catch us on some 120 local television stations and the RFD TV satellite and cable channel. 4 times a weekend on RFD. Check your local listings. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max, and welcome to the first day of the hardest month to say, February. Would it have killed them to take that R out of there and make it February? Anyway, Groundhog's Day is Saturday, and in Woodstock, Illinois, the low Thursday was around 27 below zero, enough to make the city's famous mascot, Woodstock Willie, dig a little deeper into his burrow. But Saturday morning, when Willie is going to be pulled out of his burrow, it is forecast to be about 30 degrees. It will be cloudy, though, so no shadow. I forget now. Does that mean 6 more weeks of winter, or does it mean an early spring, or does it really matter? Relief is on the way. Perhaps you're already feeling it where you are as temperatures are climbing from bone-chilling to near shirt sleeve over the next couple of days. There will be some extreme shifts, such as in Rockford, Illinois, where it was a record-breaking minus 31 on Thursday morning, but should be about 50 on Monday, an 81-degree turnaround. But we've been through this before, haven't we? The dramatic warm-up will grow potholes on roads and bridges, and scores of vehicles will be left with flat tires and bent rims, and water mains and homeowners' pipes that froze up and broke are going to start gushing, and that can sometimes inflict greater damage than the initial freeze. In Detroit, where some water mains are around 150 years old, city workers were dealing with dozens of breaks. Several cities set new record lows on Thursday. I mentioned Rockford with minus 31. Cedar Rapids, Iowa set a daily record low of minus 30 degrees. It was 20 below in Des Moines. Chicago's temperature made it down to minus 21, short of the city's lowest ever reading of minus 27. Milwaukee's low was minus 25. Minneapolis got down to minus 24. And, of course, wind chills were much lower still. In Michigan and Minnesota, natural gas customers were asked to turn their thermostats down to 65 because of a drain on supplies, and they did. In Michigan, the head of Consumers Energy says the company has never experienced this kind of demand or these kinds of temperatures in 130 years. And what's next? Well, the weather people say the polar vortex has been rotating back up into Canada and is not expected to return in the next couple of weeks. If it does return in late February, it likely will not be as intense. Thank God for small favors, right? That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.